This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Where does the music come from? Oh, I know. That's the mystery. It's really a mystery to me.
That's composer Mira Warshauer, and the music is a piece she wrote called Braha, which is now part of her longtime project, Elijah's Violin. The premiere of Elijah's Violin is this Sunday in Wilmington, presented as a workshop performance, because it is still a work in progress. The seeds for this opera were planted in Mira's mind about 35 years ago.
In 1983, when my children were just being born and little and readable too, I saw on a bookshelf this new book, Elijah's Violin and Other Jewish Fairy Tales, collected by Howard Schwartz. So I thought, oh, Jewish fairy tales. And I fell in love with the title story, Elijah's Violin, primarily because the violin in the story releases the imprisoned melodies. And I interpret that as releasing the imprisoned melodies of the heart. The world is so crazy and sometimes not so safe, and we can't really let our most precious parts be exposed. So we have these precious melodies that we hide. And Elijah's violin urges us and encourages us and makes it safe for our own songs to be in the world, for being who we really are at the soul level.
Nancy King from Opera Wilmington directs the show's vocal performers, and UNCW's Joe Hickman conducts the accompanying chamber ensemble. Carl Samet plays the title role of Elijah.
And Elijah, as you might know, in Jewish tradition, it was Elijah the prophet, and he didn't actually physically die. He was, according to the Bible, he was carried away in a chariot of fire. And he's considered to be still living. And he's actually considered to be living among us in every generation, not revealing who he really is. Usually somebody who's very humble and doesn't draw any attention to himself, but who has this incredible wisdom. And so that's how we present Elijah in the opera.
This opera is dedicated to Mira's parents, Sam and Miriam Warshauer, who both passed away 5 years ago. Mira has a strong spiritual connection to the music she composes.
As my spiritual path, developed, I was able to explore Judaism from that point of view of what's underneath and the various meditations and all of that, and some study of the Kabbalah, the Jewish mysticism, but all of that brought me to see really all spiritual traditions from the point of view of transcendence, like you mentioned. Every time we take a breath, we have a chance to connect with the infinite. So if my music can somehow contribute to touching that place in me and in whoever plays or listens to it, then, I'm just so grateful.
That's composer Mira Warshauer. Her work in progress, Elijah's Violin, performs one day only, Sunday, at the Temple of Israel's Reibman Center at 10th and Market Streets. Tickets are available through the Temple of Israel and online. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.